Good morning. It is Danger Dan here in the Talk Shop coming at you with another banger from Milwaukee. While I was at Mama Tried, I sat down with Chuck Garrick, who is the guitar player for Alice Cooper and the lead singer and frontman for Blanco Bisto, or Bisto Blanco. He recently just built a fucking sweet-ass Sportster with the help of some good friends. And, man, we talked about rock and roll and choppers. You're gonna love it. Right, this show, like all shows, is brought to you by MC Shop Tees, your T-shirt of the month club, the only way to support every local motorcycle shop. That's right. Each month, we feature a different shop from around the country. We do a one-off limited print T-shirt and send it straight to your door. Only available for MC Shop Tees subscribers, so go sign up now. This month's featured shop is, dude, this hillbilly motherfucker out of Alberta, Canada. He ain't even got a cell phone. He's only got a landline, no internet, no nothing, just a bunch of motorcycles in a big shop, and he's working all the time. Hillbilly Cycles. My buddy tattooed Troubadour Alan Wayne Nichols did the artwork. It's been a while since he's put out a shirt for us, so it's pretty fucking cool. Speaking of tattooed Troubadour Alan Wayne Nichols, he will be at Harley Davidson of Dallas with Oliver Peck this weekend doing tattoos. That's right. Lance over there has got the bikes from the Bike Riders movie on display. Jeff Milburn will be dressed up in character with his, what's the name of the club? The fucking, oh shit. Anyways, it's going to be awesome. I'll be there. I'll see you there Saturday. Harley Davidson of Dallas. If you want to support this show and you've got enough t-shirts, go to DangerDansTalkShop.com. There is a Patreon support link where you can donate $5 a month and keep this show on the road. That's right. We got a lot of big things planned this year, and every cent helps. Turn that money into gas is what I'm going to do. Yeah, it's a fucking beautiful thing. I can't thank the supporters enough. Lowbrowcustoms.com, knivesmadebynick.com, Motorcycle Sherpa. Dude, he's got some trips coming up. You need to go book an expedition and get out of your comfort zone and go see some shit, because it's amazing. If you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you've already heard about it. Check him out. All right. Dude, we got a bunch of shows coming up too, right? We got... what's next? What's the big one next? I'm going to go ride the Baja next week, following the Nora 1000 down south, then jet back here and go to the Tennessee Motorcycle Music Revival at Loretta Lynn's Ranch in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. Dude, music, racing, trail riding, camping, it's going to be sick, just like it is every year. Do not fuck around. See me in Tennessee. March, April, May, June, Born Free, California, July, August. Fuck, they're all, we got a bunch of shit coming up. Virginia City Roundup, Party at the Pen. Anyways, let's get into the show. I have a $100 gift card I'm going to give away from Lowbrow Customs to one of my Patreon supporters. If you're not a Patreon supporter, go to Danger Dance Talk Shop right now and sign up. All right, this is Chuck Garrick.
Hey, old pal, before we get started, I just kidding, we're already started. He's got a sound checker, so.
Yeah, we're going.
Hey, dude, so I just have Bobby Good Times on here.
Oh, you?
I didn't know Bobby at all.
I just met him for the first time.
Fucking solid dude.
Dude.
Toured fucking Europe with Black Sabbath.
Dude, he's out there going, I'm a massive Alice Cooper fan, and I go, dude, you're like legendary in the biker world, like. Fucking, look at your bike. He's taken, like he's won over at Born Free, and just the Lord. I go, dude, you're my rock star. He's like looking at me like, then he goes, hey, is it cool if I get a picture with you?
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, dude. Cause I don't know. for you, for me, this is...
Give me an official good start.
Oh, right. We're already started.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, thank you.
All right.
Hey, guys. It was good, man. And then now I got you here. Chuck Garrett, dude.
Bro, come on.
And I swear I am going to catch you on the road at some point.
Oh, it's going to happen.
You know?
It's got to.
I was trying to line it up
in
Fargo.
I get you to one show. Come.
That would... Because you were up there around Sturgis last year, remember?
Yep.
And I was up there hanging out with these fucking assholes. I'm like, hey, you motherfuckers, let's all leave this fucking place and go to Fargo.
Listen,
they weren't having it.
I will say this to your audience. Any show you want to go to, you and your crew, whatever, you just let me know, bro. I'll hook you up. It's my
pleasure,
bro.
You just fucked up. You just fucked up, dude.
It's my pleasure.
Like, one time. Hey, one fucking time.
If that Danger Dan guy shows up to one more show, hey, if you piss Coop off, you've done a good job. Because
yeah.
He never gets pissed.
Really?
He's the easiest
Fuck, he's
guy
great
ever.
To tour with, huh?
Fucking best,
How
man.
Long have you been with him?
21 years.
Holy
when
shit.
When I first got the gig, bro, I thought it would last a couple of years. I thought, this will probably last a couple of years, see what
because,
happens.
Like,
just
you
because
didn't see if he was
going
to keep
yeah,
going.
I didn't
or...
know if he was going to go, you know, what the industry was like. And I just didn't
21
really know
years ago, it was, that was like the beginning of the internet kind of change in the fucking music industry.
Dude, it was, you know, we would have to use cards, like calling cards, go overseas and shit. You know, you had to use a payphone.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't just call up on WhatsApp and shit, you know. It was fun. And it was something that I didn't know how long it would last. It's been 21 years, what, 5 albums later, fucking toured the world with everybody. And he's become not only my boss, but just a good bro and a good friend. And,
that's amazing.
Yeah. And I got a little piece on my motorcycle that's after Coop.
Yeah? Yeah? What'd you put on there?
Well, it's pretty easy. Everybody always goes the snake.
Yeah.
Right? But it's a Cobra.
Yeah.
And
that's what I saw. That's what I said, right?
Alice's favorite car is the Mustang.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
So I thought that was a kind of a cool little nod, little wink to the coupe, because I wanted to theme the bike a little bit, and I didn't want to do something too over the top, and I kind of wanted it to be a little bit hard for people to understand where
yeah.
that kind of came from. So
well, yeah, so recently I was down in Terlingua. You familiar with Terlingua?
No.
It's out in West Texas.
Okay.
And it's like this fucking old mining town,
right
in Big Bend, in between the national park and the state park. It's fucking incredible.
Okay.
But they have this place called the Terlingua, what is it? Terlingua Ranch, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, fucking something like that.
All right.
And I'm looking into it, and it's like a community, right? Like a housing
commune
community.
Or some shit. Okay, yeah.
But you buy, like, everybody has, like, acres, like acres and acres, and it's nothing but just desert and like off-road roads that you kind of got to maintain on your own. There's
like a
fee each month to maintain it. You could buy water at the gate because there's no like piping system. There's no electric. You got to do it all yourself,
okay.
Right? So as I'm looking into this, I find out that it was like Shelby's idea. Carol Shelby.
Oh, wow.
Bought it years ago.
Great.
And, like, started this. I don't know that this was his exact vision, but, you know, that's
Could
where
be.
It's at now.
You know, that's like the dream life, man. Everybody, you know, is like, well, I just want to buy a bunch of property and just ride and just be about around a bunch of like-minded people.
Yeah.
Sounds like that's the place to go, man.
It's an interesting place.
Yeah.
You know, it's not for everybody.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people think that's what they want.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a little...
Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face, right? Mike Tyson.
Dude, that's when my plan starts getting executed.
Yeah.
Now it's time to roll, bud.
For sure, man, for sure. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about you today because I've seen you at so many of these motorcycle events and follow you on social medias and all this stuff. And you're one of the first guys I saw that sort of live this lifestyle that was really inspiring to me. And I thought to myself today, I said, I want to get to know Dan a little bit better. And when you asked me to do the podcast, man, I was just so happy, bro. So thank you for having me
absolutely,
on,
dude.
Well,
I've been wanting to do this.
Yeah,
you
it means
know,
the
like,
world to me, man.
But I, you know, I, it's funny, the way I approach my podcast is not like most people, you know?
Well, you're not like
Every once in a while, I'll send out something over the line, but I like to, like, build up to it, you know?
Yeah.
And then have it
know, this worked out. I didn't even see this one coming.
No, I just got a call. I was in the parking lot, and they're like, you want to do Danger Dan's podcast? I said, fuck yeah. Came right back up.
Well, see, that's funny. He says that, but I'm taking, this is their podcast right now that I'm on.
Yeah,
got they're like, we don't want to do our podcast this week. I think what it comes down to, really,
yeah.
Is they're like, we've invited so many people here. We don't know how to just like pick the people to have on our podcast.
Sure.
Would you just come over and do your thing on our channels?
Well, you set up a couple chairs and people are going to come.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, and it's difficult. It's like, because there's so many rad fucking people here, right? Sure. So what I've done is just to make them uncomfortable, right? Is first thing I was like, okay, so you want me to do this so you guys can worry about the weekend, right? All right, well, the first one I want to do is with all three of you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So I sat down with him yesterday, and I was like, all right, let's do this.
At the museum?
Yeah, and then I had Bobby Goodtimes on, which has been... So now I'm just going down to everybody that they've already picked.
Yeah, go down the line.
Yeah, I'm just redoing the people they've already talked to. Like, I can do it better than you.
Yeah.
Not better, but I can do it differently. I didn't mean better. That was not the right word. But
You can do it the Danimal style.
Well, and also, I mean, I really like, this is a great way to get to know somebody on the spot. This is my favorite way to record a message, is not having a lot of history, you know? I know that you play with Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
I know that recently I've been seeing you tinkering around with some fucking motorcycles. You know, you've been popping up and, you know, we have mutual friends, you know? I've been seeing the connections, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
I got
he just
bug,
built
bro.
A fucking chopper,
I
you know?
I just did it. And I was putting it together last year at this time during Mama Tried, and I came here, took a bunch of pictures, so got inspired, but I bought a... Look, the bottom line is this. I was at Sturgis a few years ago, and the guy had hired me... Nope, I was hired to be a rep for this CBD company.
Okay.
And Dump Truck was part of the team as well.
Who's that?
So Dump Truck and I hit it off immediately.
Yeah.
So I see the owner. He takes a picture of his RV. He's heading to Sturgis. He's got a fucking Triumph strapped onto this fucking back of this RV, and I go, hey, whose bike is that? And he goes, it's mine. He goes, do you want to ride it? And I said, yeah, I want to ride it. So I packed up everything I had, my helmet, boots, gloves, and as soon as he pulled in, he throws me the keys. He goes, I'm not going to have time, you ride it. So I just rode that fucking thing all through Sturgis, and all of a sudden it just started coming back to me again. Like, I grew up around motorcycles, but I had stepped away for so many years, and that feeling just started taking over.
Yeah.
And I started riding with Dump Truck. He introduced me to Pat over at Lead Sled, and I just felt like I was starting to meet the right people. But as I was riding the bike, two things occurred to me. One was, when am I going to get my bike, and what's it going to be? And second is, if this bike breaks down, what do I know about it? And the fucking answer was zero. I knew that's where the gas went. And I knew, you know, oil and all that shit. But that was it, man. I know basic mechanics, but I didn't know anything about that bike. So long story short was, the guy owed me money. He went belly up. I said, hey, you owe me money. And he goes, I'm sorry, man. I don't have any money. What can I do? I said, you can give me your bike. He said, all right.
That's some gangster ass shit,
fuck
Jeff.
Yeah, dude. That's so he signed over shit. The bike to me. And I still got that Triumph, and I fucking rode it.
Dump Truck owed you money?
No, not Dump Truck. The guy from the CBD company. Dump Truck ain't got no money, man. Come on, we know that from the beginning.
Oh, he
doesn't
got a Triumph either. I thought it was Dump Truck's Triumph.
Fuck, no, I would never go gangster on Dump Truck, bro. Come on. You know, but hey, man. So anyway, the dude who owned the CBD company owed me money. I got the bike. I just started riding the hell out of it, dude, and then I came here to Milwaukee. My wife is from here, and I wanted to build a bike from the ground up in Milwaukee, and that's where I met Eric Lund from Graybeard's Motorcycle Service. I went over there with a mutual friend. Eric's shop is just vintage racing, vintage bikes, baggers, whatever. He's got a great service that he runs over there. He heard I wanted to build a bike, and he asked me... he told me, hey, if I work at his shop, he would trade me time for time. He would teach me everything he knows and work on my bike. If I learned how to work on his shop, on his bikes, and he would just teach me. And, bro, it was the day of my life changed, man. And I was working on my Sportster. I was working on flatheads, panheads, baggers. You fucking name it, man. And I just was so just cool. throwing into the fire, and I loved it. And Eric was a great teacher because he didn't turn a wrench on that bike, bro. He made me do everything. And just,
that is a good teacher.
You know, got the book out, told me what we were doing, what we're looking for, what we're going to end up with, and just set me loose. And he would walk over every once in a while and look over my shoulder and be like, "You put it on backwards." And I'm like, "Oh, fuck." You know, whatever it was. But he was, we had a really good time, man.
That's
and,
awesome.
And so the goal was to have it done by the 120th, which it was. And then here I'm at Mama Tried, bro. And it's fucking great.
It wasn't in this final form, the 120, was it? Right?
Bro, no, Thursday.
It didn't look like that.
No,
the last time I saw
it was all just raw tin, dude. I love the look of that.
Right? There's a lot of bikes that end up just staying that way,
bro.
They literally
because
if you start riding it, you're like, well, I want to shake it down before I break it and paint it. And then you start riding it, you're like, this is sick. Fuck, it looks sick too. I'm not doing nothing.
I contemplated that.
Fuck yeah,
So what happened was 120th, I got the first start up on Monday. Thursday was 120th, and I fucking wrote it down there. Sharpie marks on it.
Yeah.
You know, what the paint's going to look like on the gas tank, kind of rough idea, where I had to trim the rear fender. It just was like, and I roll up to the 120th, like, check this shit out, motherfucker. I just built this thing right. I get there, man, Pat and Junior are looking at my bike. They're pointing at it and shit, laughing.
And I knew what real bros do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm like, I went over and grabbed a Mama Tried plaque, the little signage. Uh-huh. I parked it next to all their bikes anyway, and I filled it out and fucking hung it on my bike. Right, I'm putting shit out there. I'm gonna be in Mama Tried. You'll see. So they love this. They call it the stoke. They could see I got it, you know.
Fuck
so
yeah.
So I was into it, man. And you said a word. You said the shakedown.
Yeah.
And so that couple hours after I got to the museum that day, Pat and Warren, everybody goes, "Hey, come with us over to Bill Rodriguez's place, and we're gonna go there and have a little barbecue." So I rode with them, and as I'm riding, my bushings and my handlebars are coming loose and my handlebars are doing this shit. I pull up to this thing. I'm missing fucking motor mount bolts and shit. And my heart kind of sunk a little bit because I was like, fuck, I don't want, you know, like I was, what did I do wrong kind of thing, you know, like fuck. So I hung out and partied for a little bit and went into the shop, grabbed
you
some.
You didn't say nothing to no one?
No, I went in there, I wrenched some shit down, tightened it up, and I said to Pat, I said, "Hey, I'm going to go because I want to get home before it gets dark." And he looks at me and goes, "You're on a Sportster, dude. It ain't going to break down on you." And I'm like, "You don't understand, dude. I think I've only got a couple bolts holding this thing together."
He doesn't understand. Yeah.
So I'm like, "Fuck, I got to get out of here before it gets dark because I don't know what's going to happen." So I get home. And I get to the shop, dude, and sure enough, man, I lost I'm missing some shit.
Pat's done that so many times. He doesn't have to do shakedown runs anymore, you know?
But here's what I loved about it. So I went in, I got back to the shop. Nobody was there. I pulled in. I look in. I'm going, oh, man, I'm missing some bolts. Handlebars are all fucked up.
Luckily, there's like fucking 8 bolts that hold that motor in,
and there's 2 of the spacers up front that hold the front forward foot pegs on. So you know what I did, bro? I got right back on the lathe. Made my spacers, my bolts fucking in there, tightened that shit down, and I said, "This is what it's about."
Yeah.
You know what? This is what it's about. This is what I wanted, right?
Fuck yeah.
So I got it, and I'm all about it, man.
It's awesome.
It's been a fucking wild ride. So, yeah, I finished it in November, and here I am.
How do you have time to do that shit? I mean, you guys kept a pretty fucking gnarly schedule last year.
Yeah. So I got lucky, man. There was a short window, so I just would come back. Back and forth when on our downtime, and the lady was patient. She was like, "Hey, go do your thing. Go play motorcycles, and I'll hang out with the family."
Yeah.
And
does she want to ride?
She loves it. Yeah. She wants to. She would like to. And she's supportive, man. She can see that I'm passionate about it. But not only that, I've met the right people, dude. You know, I've met the right people in the community. And they're real respectful guys, you know, and even yourself, man.
But they're fucking helpful, too.
They're helpful.
You know?
And they've become really good friends.
And you know what? It fucking helps out You know, I haven't been in as long as those two guys.
Yeah.
But I know they've been doing this a long time. And when they see that stoke, man, you get energized from it. You know? Like, you get reminded, like, oh, yeah, we are fucking with motorcycles.
Dude.
You know, like, because when you're doing it every day, sometimes, you know, you're like, yeah, damn it.
I know.
And then you see Chuck come along, and he's like,
let's go.
I got to go back before it gets dark. And they're like, ah.
Yeah, exactly. Look at this kid. The big rock star has got to get back before it gets dark.
Fuck. And that's the fun thing about it. I was with Warren riding, and I fucking, he goes, hey, you need gas? I'm like, no, I'm good. And we get to where we're going. I was like, fuck. And I look at him, I'm like, fuck.
I need gas.
I'm like, I did need gas.
Yeah. And hey, if anybody asks you if you need gas and you're running the sports trip, say yes.
So Warren, I go in and I walk up to him. I go, I did need gas. He goes, there's always that one guy. And I'm like,
oh, you guys didn't go get it?
Yeah, I walked across the street and got it. And, you know, it was just one of those things. But, hey, fuck it, man. If you don't announce your fuck up, if you don't live with it, and it's, you know, you can't have your bros.
Yeah,
you're not going to
learn as well from it. That's for damn sure.
Fucking don't tell me Warren's never run out of fucking gas before.
Oh, yeah,
come on.
I don't think anybody would ever tell you that. So 21 years.
Yeah, man.
This is a motorcycle podcast, but we don't normally talk that much about motorcycles.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
21 years.
Yes, bro.
With Cooper.
Yeah.
What did you do before that? I mean, because you don't just all of a sudden pick up an axe and join fucking Alice Cooper.
Well, so
there had to be like
off,
a hard fucking.
I'll real quick summary. I grew up in Lake Tahoe, California. My dad was a mechanic. Fireman. I loved music. I was shitty at school, so I just stuck to playing guitar and bass when I was a kid.
You say Lake Tahoe?
Lake Tahoe, bro.
That's like, what is that, Heavenly Mountains?
Heavenly Valley right there. I grew up on skis, dude, and but I loved music, and there was no scene there. I moved to L.A., fucking just started hitting the scene in the 80s. Had no luck. I had my daughter.
What kind of stuff were you doing? Were you
everything.
Fucking punk,
rock
whatever
and roll. Fucking rock shit. I loved Metallica, but in the 80s, it was like, you know, it was Poison and Guns N' Roses.
80s so was tough, wasn't
I was,
it?
I was kind of finding my place. So, yeah, I've wore spandex and put the hairspray in.
Yeah.
You know, but, hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, if you're in L.A. in the 80s,
doing
you definitely
it, man.
Were
you're
doing all
it.
That shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it had to be good times, though,
good
right?
Good times, bro.
I mean, finding yourself, I mean, that's like...
Oh, it was insane, bro. And just living for, you know, like on the daily, that you didn't know when the money was coming in, and there was no money coming in.
Dude, that's like 2024 for me.
Yeah. Still is that way, right? Oh, my God. But here's the thing, dude.
Were you living on the beach? Or were you...
No, I had an apartment in the valley and worked at a music store and... Just was band to band and having a great time, but in the late 90s, I had my daughter and I became a single dad and I raised her and I was having the best time. I was loving my life, but I got a phone call from a guy who was looking for a bass player. His name was Ronnie James Dio.
Ronnie James Dio.
I went down and I auditioned and I got the gig. And I did 2 years with Ronnie in 1999.
Oh,
dude, and I sell that story and my hairs on my fucking arms stick up because I hailed Sabbath. I hailed Dio. And I went in there and I fucking crushed that audition. I knew the shit, man. And I wanted that gig.
Okay, hold on. That's a big gap. Like, you were just barely making it, yet I fucking got the attention of Ronnie James Dio.
I love you were paying attention.
Come on, dude.
I had a couple of auditions come and I didn't get. So my name was getting put into the hat.
Yeah.
With guys like Eric Singer.
It. He's just doesn't quite fit what we're doing, or like, you know, he's there.
Yeah, Eric Singer from Kiss, Gilby Clark, you know Gilby Builder. He's Guns N' Roses. Tracy Guns from LA Guns. I played in that band for a short time. So my name was getting thrown around a lot. And I got the gig with Dio because my buddy at the time was his bass tech.
Okay.
And he had heard that Jimmy Bain couldn't leave the country and they needed a bass player to fill in the gaps for Japan and Europe. He said, I got a guy that knows his shit. He'll do it right now. They said, bring him down. And that was me.
Wow.
So I got the gig. And from there, we toured all Europe, Japan. And what happened was, is we did a gig with Alice Cooper, Sweden Rock. And that's where I met the guys in Alice. And I think it just made an impact on them. They certainly made an impact on me. And I'm a dude who truly believes in you put it out there and it comes true. I'm a big meditator.
Absolutely.
I'm into it.
Everything I've ever wanted to happen.
Yeah.
Guess what? Even if by the time it happens, I didn't want it to happen. Yeah. You know, at one point, I wanted it, dude.
I visualized. Yeah, you better be careful what you wish for.
Yes, exactly right.
And I truly believe that. So I remember seeing Alice Cooper on stage, and I thought to myself, I want that gig. I could be in that band.
Really?
So I just always, you know, I try to do that type of visualization before I go to sleep, when I wake up, all that kind of stuff, with whatever goes on in my life. And a year later, I got a call, and the funny thing is I auditioned for Alice, and I didn't get the gig. They hired another dude who had more touring experience than I did, which I thought was weird.
No, at that point,
yeah,
at that level, with, you know, yeah, those kinds of musicians, touring's, yeah, they're interviewing for tour. They're not interviewing you to come write music in the studio at
right.
this point, right?
They just want me to tour.
I would think the interview would be like, all right, well, we know you can play. Like, how can you hang?
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Exactly
like,
what it
surely,
was.
Surely, like, that's got to be part, like, a sit-down, like.
Well, you would think. Like, I thought the same thing. I go, well, the guy you hired is a great bass player, really talented cat. But I don't think he's the same hang as the guys in the band
he's
that I would
main
be.
Is.
There
got,
you go.
He's got to do fucking yoga. He needs his Pilates workout every morning. Like, surely that is part of the deal. Like, being...
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's, like, one of the hardest things about... Even when you find him... Like, I've been in many bands.
Yeah.
And it's hard to keep that shit together. I have so much respect for when I hear a band's been together for 20 fucking years.
Dude.
The same dudes with totally separate lives all coming together and creating... And living and like, you know, because the creation doesn't just stop with the music yeah. and the band and that. It's like it spreads throughout everybody's
it's
lives.
It's hard to find people with the willingness to go through the shit together, like side by side, man,
yeah.
arm to arm. Like we're going through this together. And whether no matter what level you're in, whether it's Alice Cooper level or fucking in a van doing club dates, still the same shit.
Yeah.
And you got to have your bros or your girls, whoever in that band that just can go through that together with you. And Alice is like that. Dude, he's
I mean,
successful.
It takes a leader, too, like to communicate.
He's a dog, man. He's a road dog. All he wants to do is play rock and roll. And he still feels like he's trying to get a record deal. Like he's trying to prove something on stage, dude. That guy's 75 years old.
So
and
awesome.
He's a madman. And I'm not just saying from his character... He truly loves what he does, and he gets that character like nobody, and he loves doing it, man.
Wow.
And it's inspiring, because I can't say, I'm tired, I don't want to go play tonight. Here's
not
a 75-year-old
like
dude
that. Yeah.
just going up there to prove everyone why he's the king,
I mean,
man.
Nobody you're going to tell, you can't tell anybody right here you're tired, you don't want to go play that gig, or it's you don't want to go play your guitar.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to play, but you didn't get a long enough nap today. The tour bus not big enough.
But you know, that is, I know from the little experience I have, like, that is a tough life to manage.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. And it's like, you know, if people see it from a distance, they see all the great things about
sure,
it.
Sure.
But there is some sacrifice. And I know
Absolutely.
That it's like, you know, I don't want to, you know, it's like a fucking embarrass. Like, it takes work to make that happen, you know, in that yeah. lifestyle within the confines of like how the world operates. You know,
bro, and it's the word sacrifice is massive because, you know, Dan, the thing that I had to sacrifice was I told you earlier, I was a single dad. I had my daughter at home. Right. And I was thinking, what am I going to do? And, you know, family kind of coming together. My ex-wife started really getting her act together and coming back in. And it was awesome. Not that she ever left, but it was just. Was something that she was really ready for the responsibility,
wow.
and it all just started to mold together into one big support system. And I also wanted to teach my kid, like, hey, when it's time for you to do something with your life, I want you to know there's going to be sacrifices.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard. So she's
and
28 years
helps
old
to
now.
Have a family, like the family yeah. element, the people around you. It doesn't have to be blood, but.
It,
having a support system.
Has to be
I
there.
Couldn't do this right now.
No.
If it
right.
wasn't for the support system I got back home.
Right, bro.
You know, I know I don't let them know that enough, or, you know, like, I don't
right.
know how to, like.
Right. But somebody, you know, you get an opportunity, or you find a passion in life, man, and you just hope that you can get some people to, you know.
You just hope it's not drugs, right? Because I treat you like I am so passionate.
I've tried that so many times.
Sometimes I'm like,
I wanted it so bad to be drugs in the 80s, man. I really did. I tried so hard for it to be, man, but it just never really kind of, it never really helped me. It lifted my spirits at times.
Eat at you the same way, you know, like it's something you gotta want it.
You know, I feel like I'm at a point in my life right now where, this may be a little morbid, but if I drive by like a cemetery or something, I say to myself, I want to stay out of that motherfucker as long as I can, dude. I have so much life that I want to live. I got so many things I want to do.
That's fucking awesome.
I am not, you know, I'm not about just like throwing my hands up and
you just
and
hold your breath like, when you go by the cemetery?
I don't even look. I do this.
You don't?
I'm
almost getting wrecks when I drive by, so I'm always just
looking.
I wonder what those guys are doing today.
I know people like, hey, I like to hang out and take pictures. Like, I don't even want to go near the fucking thing.
Really?
Get me out of
here. Like in this area of the country, they're great places to camp. Because there's like random cemeteries down dirt roads.
See, I'll hang with you, man. I'll feel safe, man. When boogeyman comes, you'll scare the hell out of me. You're like, I am the boogeyman, motherfucker. I love it, dude.
Well, that's sick. So, like, you got a bike now. We were talking about this last night. Yeah. I always got to get on the road, right?
Got to get on the road,
I mean,
man.
What do you think the bands, are they already, like, seeing this coming? They're like, when is he going to ask to fucking bring that bike? We see him. He's playing with his motorcycle friends.
He's in Milwaukee again. I see him now, and like the production manager's like, what do you want? I'm like, hey, we can fit that bike in the semi, you know? I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Do any of them ride? Is there any?
Yeah, so my tech rides as well, our carpenter rides as well, one of our props guys rides. So there's times where we'll get out there and rent bikes, you know, and go riding. Maybe Harley can hook me up.
I mean, that's really the way to do it. Like,
yeah.
Sure, it would be nice to have your personal steed.
Yeah.
But, dude, just taking advantage of some time and just getting whatever is available and getting in the fucking wind.
Yeah. I want to ride in Europe this year. We'll be there June, July. I want to get on a bike and ride. It doesn't have to be a Harley. It can be anything. But I want to see the mountains. I want to see the countryside in Europe. I've seen some great video and places where people ride, and I want to get there.
How does Alice like to tour? Does he like, is it gig? Does he have build time in between to enjoy the spaces? Or
so we travel in a tour bus, and we do like, we'll do two on, 2 days off, or three in a row, day off. So there's plenty of opportunity to have some time to ride.
Yeah.
But we got, you know, it just depends on, you know, really just availability of who I can meet up with or what's around.
That, like, how many people are on the crew?
20 of them.
20. It's a fucking crew.
It's a fucking motley fucking crew.
I'm just thinking about, like,
everybody goes, I want to go backstage, man, rock and roll. I'm like, just a bunch of fucking dudes eating pizza and shit, loading gear. I don't know what you're thinking's going on back there, man.
I was like, I want to go to the sound booth.
Yeah.
Where the guy's making it sound the best.
That's where you get a stand, because that's going to be the best sound right there. Yeah,
my
bro.
Buddy Scott, Scott Holthouse, he's the, what is his job? The fucking light designer?
Okay. LD, yeah. Lighting director, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
He like designs the light shows.
Cool, it's a good gig.
And then he travels with the Chili Peppers.
Oh, rad.
So he fucking brought us into the fucking sound station at like Austin City Limits for the Chili Peppers. And I was just like, and even at small venues, like, I don't go to big events like that. Like, I just, big crowds, I stay away from them. But you got to go to the sound booth, you know? Like, that's the guy who's controlling it, you know? He might walk back there, but he wants that.
Look at Kendall's bike. Show off.
He's bad.
Kendall painted my bike.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
I love him, man. It was cool, man. It's like rock and roll and motorcycles. There's a lot in common because there becomes a community of people that, you know, that are there for you, you know.
Well, Scott, he hit me up. He listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
He just reached out to me one day, and I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Isn't it great?
Yeah. Next thing you know, I'm sitting backstage. We're doing a podcast, and Ketus walks up to him, and he's like, excuse me, I'm talking to Danger Dan. Shoot him away.
That's the beautiful thing about like what social media can do, because guys like yourself, you don't realize what's going on during the day. You got your own shit. And guys like me who are investigating, I knew about your bike before I even met you because I saw it on fucking line. And I was like, I love that bike. And
Which one? The
one you got parked out here, dude. Yeah, you shovelhead, dude. I love that bike. Yeah, which one? That bike, though, I've never seen the...
Well, the fucking Pan Am went viral when I ran into that fucking truck. Well, you know? So that was a lot of people's introduction. Like, you're the guy that hit the fucking truck.
Yeah. No, it was your chopper, man. And then I started to put the pieces together. Then met you at Flat Out Friday last year, and I was like, that's the guy. Wearing a loud-ass suit, man, looking for no attention.
Oh, my God. When do you see this year's suit? I got a new one made.
I love it,
I got
bro.
Another Catman new suit coming in hot.
I love it, bro. Man, you are what this world needs, bro.
Oh, my God.
It's just a real honor.
I'm just glad to be in it still.
Yeah, I know, man. I look forward to...
I ain't trying to stay out of the cemetery as much as you are. I'm taking a little bit more chances.
You can go, yeah.
I'm not only do I know where that edge is at, I slid off of it a couple of times and caught my footing.
Yeah, tapping your foot. Yeah.
Just to make sure it's still there. I just want to make sure that it's right there.
Right on.
But yeah, no, I'm fortunate.
Yeah, you are,
Very fortunate. You that are. Bike, that chopper, you know, I built that in a little fucking, an old tack room on the side of a barn with a fucking old man down the road. I thought you had to have frame jigs and TIG welding machines. This guy's like, bullshit. What we used to do back in the 60s, we do a four-finger rake or a three-finger rake. So we cut the neck out, we get a rock bar, the torch, like heat it up, we just bend it until he can stick three fingers in there. Like, all right, that's good.
I love it.
Fucking weld it back together.
Is that how you built yours?
Yeah.
Old school, man. That's fucking epic.
Yeah, don't let go of the handlebars.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Well, you know.
You'll end up in the graveyard.
I can align the wheels to where it'll go straight. It doesn't look like it's tracking straight, but it'll track straight.
Right, yeah.
But that bike has taken me so many amazing places.
Dude, it looks like it.
And it's because I've just gone.
Trusted. So tell me about that, man. A guy like myself who wants to ride, I want to get up and just go. I want to go places, man. I want to see this world on two wheels, man. I want to see the United States on two wheels, man. I want to go with you sometime, bro. Let's go.
The biggest thing is time.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Sure.
Like, and what your goal is. Like, you know, so you want to go ride around, I don't know, fucking Big Ben.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to ride there?
Yeah.
Like, are we going to, like, get on the highway and go 90 miles an hour and sleep in the fucking parking rides next to our bikes for 30 minutes and then keep going?
Yes.
Or are we going to, like... You know, because
we
go fucking two lanes. It takes fucking 3 weeks to get there, and then just see
that
it. Have
funny
to turn around
that.
And go back.
Because I always map it. Because I don't want to hop on the freeway. I don't. I want to go the two lanes. I want to take my time going there. I want to enjoy it, man. I don't want to be ripping 90 miles an hour down the fucking freeway if I don't have to. I want to enjoy it, and I do. I want to sleep on the fucking side of the roads, and I want to
sleeping under the sky.
Yeah, dude. I want to badly.
Don't do it any other way.
No.
Here's the deal.
My back's fine.
Here's the deal. Carry a tarp, maybe.
Yeah.
And then carry a bedroll, something to sleep on.
Yeah.
If it's raining, we'll get a fucking motel.
Yeah.
Okay?
Exactly. Well, at least there's that. There's just an option.
You
know?
Yeah. Or you just keep riding until it's not fucking raining anymore.
Right away from the storm. Man.
You know? And then you sleep next to your bike.
I love it.
It's
well,
amazing.
That's the goal, man. I mean, on the downtime, I'm either going to be building another bike or riding the ones I
built.
I mean,
what I suggest is getting to the place you want to ride around.
Yeah.
Like, you want to ride around the Southwest in the desert? Fucking get there as fast as possible, whether bike's in the trailer or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if that's a possible means for you, do that.
I got you.
With the boys. And then just start going. And don't setting hard. Well, okay, so there's a couple ways to do this. And I know because I've done them both ways. When you set up like all right, we got to get here by this time, you know, you're going to miss some things, right? You're not going to, you're just going to miss some things, right? But what that's also going to do is it's going to make you endure some things.
Sure.
Which may not be fun in the moment.
Right.
But it will be very memorable.
You know, that's like, right. It's like that type two fun, right? They're like, hey, When I look over, I see you next to me, and during the fucking hail that we're going through, because you got to be there on time, you know?
Yeah.
We won't be happy in the moment, but 6 months later.
We rode through the hail, dude.
6 years later, you're like, that. It just keeps going.
Yeah.
So there's there's just so many ways to do it. It's just like, just fucking doing it.
And that's what I love about what is possible on these things, bro.
Oh, yeah, anything.
It's anything, and I love that.
At the hardest, so the time is one of the things, right?
Yeah.
So now, if you start, it's really fun to do this with a group of people. Two, three, four, five, six.
Yeah.
But that is really fucking hard.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a band thing. It's like uniting six lives.
We gotta pull over.
Well, no. Just to have six people start off at the same spot.
Sure, like, of course. I know.
You know?
I know, man. I'm with you.
You just got to start off now. Just get my own. It. Whenever you got it, is go. Because that's how you're going to learn the most.
Right.
Like,
that's
literally,
the plan, dude. I'm in Nashville. I'm going to ride the hell out of Tennessee as much as I can during the month of May. Will I see you at TMMR?
Fuck yeah, you will. You're going to be at TMMR.
Fuck yeah, I'll be there,
We need a sound guy.
Let's do get the sound guy. We need a fucking sound guy.
Because we're going to do like a pirate show. We're not even telling them. We're just setting up and playing.
Send me the set list, bro. Yeah, I got it.
We don't have one of
those.
We
don't even need to fucking. Wait, again, we don't have a plan.
We just need a thumbs up from you.
Let's go. We'll get
a hill climbing on the fucking chopper.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you are, dude.
Hey, that's one way to get it patinaed.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well.
Right on, man.
Well, the riding around Tennessee is great.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, it's really good. Is that where you live?
Yeah, I live in Nashville, bro.
So you just been fucking hanging out in Milwaukee?
I built the motorcycle in Milwaukee, bro. The heartbeat.
Oh, dude, there's so much good riding in Tennessee.
Yeah.
So you're in Nashville, or are you?
Yeah, riding in Nashville proper, bro.
Do you know Jay Ryan?
No.
You don't know Jay Ryan?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Hook me up.
You are fixing to have your mind blown.
All right, all right.
Jay Ryan was a builder here last year.
All right.
And I know you saw his bike.
I'm pretty sure I did.
It's
I saw
fucking wild shit. You know what Jay Ryan's doing for me this year?
What's that?
I'm not supposed to really. All right, fuck it. So I invited six dudes. There's one of them right there.
All
right. Right there at the top of the stairs.
All right.
And five other dudes.
Yeah.
To all build bikes.
Okay.
Shovel head, rigid frame, ratchet transmission, and it's got to have legal documents.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
For Born Free Texas. Danger Dan Swabby, right? My invited builders.
Love it.
I'm going to let the people vote on the spot.
All right.
Whoever's favorite bike, you know, the people's favorite, I'm going to give them a motor for my motor guy, B&B. They're going to get a fresh shovel head motor.
Okay? Love it.
And then on Saturday night, they're all going to roll dice and go home with somebody else's bike. So they're all building a bike.
And at the end of the night.
And they're all going to end up going home with somebody else's bike.
That's a great idea.
Isn't that fucking cool?
You better build a good bike.
Yeah, I mean, your name's on it. Like,
yeah.
You can't just show up with junk.
No.
So
your buddy's going to get it.
Before the weekend, on Thursday, we're going to go on this beer bar hopping ride.
All right.
Where everybody's going to ride each one of the bikes.
All right.
That way they all get some seat time.
Sure, sure, sure.
They get to decide, well, you know, fucking Warren built a piece of shit. He can't be in the dice game. You know, like, to hold everybody to a standard. And so everybody's, I want everybody to be comfortable.
Yeah,
there's
going
to be some risk involved. You know, every builder thinks their bike's the best, right?
Sure,
don't
of course.
They?
Of course.
Mr. Builder.
Yeah,
Mr. Builder,
I should know here, the one that I've built.
It's your favorite, right?
My favorite bike.
Yeah. So it's a weird concept, but it's going to be fun. Yeah. Anyways, Jay Ryan, I thought when I first approached him, he was like, I didn't think he was feeling it.
Yeah.
So I didn't press. So I put out the builders I had, and he hit me up. He's like, what the fuck, motherfucker? I thought I was in this. And I was like, you didn't inspire confidence in me, you know? But he's in it.
That's a great idea.
Jay Ryan, he's got a shop called Gusher Cycles.
All right, you got to. I follow him.
Wild
I follow
shit,
him
dude.
On Instagram. I want to meet him, dude.
Yeah, he's great.
I love it, dude.
Anyways, the riding out there is great.
Well, look, man, I look forward to seeing you more there. Sturgis, wherever.
Are you trying
here.
To shut this down right
I,
now?
No.
You're trying just, to shut this
check
down.
The time.
I see what you're trying to fucking. You're
no,
trying
I'm
to
good,
shim
dude.
Me out of here, dude.
I'm good. I wasn't sure. This is the longest fucking podcast I've ever been on.
We're just getting started, dude. I haven't even finished a
beer,
dude.
I love it. All right, good. I got time.
Oh,
I got five more minutes.
Where do you guys play when you, you're in Milwaukee?
Where?
Yeah.
Alice?
Oh, no, you know, Milwaukee. Like, what venue here?
We're going to play, I think it's called the First National or whatever, Pfizer or whatever. Where the
we're racing tomorrow?
Yeah. That's where that's the venue that we play with Alice Cooper. That's the dive, the dirt bar we play at. Dude.
You guys are rolling with, like, a round stage? What's the fucking stage show like? Just
normal stage, dude. Yeah. This year, you know, it's Rob Zombie, Alice Cooper, Ministry, and Filter.
What? Filter?
Fucking
I haven't heard that name in a minute. Ministry, like, though? That's sick.
They were, like, one of my favorite bands, dude. I fucking hail those guys.
That was big, like, in the early 90s, right?
Yeah.
That's when those guys were hitting it hard.
Big time.
Hard. Late 80s, maybe?
90s, yeah.
90s, yeah.
Yeah, 80s, late 80s, 90s. They were crushing it, man. They're big. But, yeah, we roll, man. We're going to be doing... So, my schedule this year...
Pyrotechnics? You guys got fireworks?
No.
Flames?
No, we leave that up to Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Alice cuts his head off. Shit. You know?
Yeah?
Isn't that enough?
No, that's plenty.
You know, but... So, this year, we go to Australia in April. And then Europe, June, July. And then my band, Bisto Blanco, goes out... does a European run.
Your band?
Yeah, I got my own band.
You front your own band?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Tell me about this.
You haven't heard about
no.
it?
No.
Oh, damn.
Bisto Blanco?
Bisto Blanco, bro. It's fuck, dude. It's badass, bro.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm vocals and guitar. Calico Cooper, Alice's daughter, is in it as well. She sings. She's like this cyborg. She's insane, dude. She's an amazing entertainer, a killer singer. So it's her and I front this thing. It's like if Motorhead and Tina Turner met.
Wow.
it just gets out of control. It's heavy, but we get soulful, and it's theatrical. We're doing a couple festivals this year in Europe. We just released a new single. By the way, if you guys want to check it out, go check out Bisto Blanco, Run For Your Life. And it's our new single out. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And Calico directed the video. We did the whole record in Germany. So we're going to go tour that in the States in September. And then Alice is in the States as well in September with Zombie and in Ministry and Coop. And we finish up in end of November. So I'm literally gone from June to the end of November on the road.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to miss so much riding time, but I'll be out there rocking, bro.
The spring's going to be good.
It's going to be
May's
good.
May's going to be good. After you leave Loretta's, you're going to be like, I got to get off this motherfucker, dude.
I got to get on the bus, take a nap.
Yeah, I
can't wait.
Some fucking wheels
gonna,
and have a bed built in.
We're going to have a good time. I'm going to park my trailer there, bro. We're going to I can't wait, dude.
Yeah, fucking,
Buck's hooking me up. We're
dude,
gonna be
Taylor
tough.
Hit me up the other day. She's like, I haven't told anybody this, but you're coming in early and doing all the TV spots with me.
Good.
Because you need to be on TV with me. And I was just like, oh, my God. That girl's wild. You know Taylor?
This face is made for TV. The voice, not so much. You're our buddy, dude. Come on. That's an honor, dude.
It is.
I got to tell you.
Caught me off guard.
That whole TMMR thing, too, man. It's really turned into be something so cool. I was there the first year.
Were you there the first year?
Yeah, I was just there for the Thursday, the one day. And I was like, this thing is amazing. And then it's just the last couple of years, right? It's been
You were there the first year?
Yeah.
They had the big-ass tent set up.
Yeah, it was just epic.
I was camped out on the beach in my chopper. Like, literally, I was like just a chopper by the river with, like,
how
sleeping
cool
on
that?
The rocks.
How cool is that setup? The location is
amazing.
Ideal.
It's amazing.
And it's an hour and a half from my house, but I'm still going to camp out.
Yeah.
Okay, you know? Going to bring the whole family.
You're bringing the whole family too,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. Why not?
I'm bringing my whole family.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to meet them, bro.
Yeah.
You got kids?
Oh, they're feral as fuck. They have like their own bike gang, dude.
How old are your kids?
Dude, 8 and 10.
Oh, God.
One of them turns 9 when I get home. But like, they've teamed up with Taylor's kids.
Oh.
They like, they fucking, you know, they got the keys to every, you know, they can do whatever they want on the whole fucking property. They're like recruiting kids. They're beating them into the club, you know. It's fucking hilarious.
That's epic, man. Wow. I look forward to meeting them, bro.
It's going to be good.
That's awesome. Yeah, they ride little mini bikes.
Oh, yeah, out there, they just hang out with their boys on their bicycles. They have, like, a bicycle club. Remember that video of me hitting the truck on my bike that happened there? The next year, my kid's coming down the same hill on his bicycle, and the fucking lady had, like, a coffee stand.
Okay.
And she, you know, the kids are riding the bike. She was like, I'll give whoever can skid their bike the longest a free hot coffee or hot cocoa.
Okay.
So they're up there, like, seeing who can leave the biggest skid mark going down this hill. And I'm like, this is cool. And I look up. Here comes my kid, dude, pedaling as hard as he can. Just locks it up. And he's sliding. And then all of a sudden, here comes this guy in a bagger, just real slow, pulls right out in front of him. And my kid just, boom, T-bones his ass, dude. And the guy just slowly just falls over. I was like,
your kid all right?
Fuck.
Kid all right?
Yeah, he got up.
Oh, dude.
He saw me immediately. So now he's like, thinks he's in trouble because he just hit a motorcycle on his bicycle.
Thank God it was a bike.
I'm like, you fucking idiots, what the fuck are you doing? I just yelled at all of them.
Oh, everybody.
And then I went and yelled at the coffee lady. I was like, this is your fault, bitch. No, I didn't.
Where's my free cocoa?
I was like, give his free coffee to me.
We were riding dirt bikes in L.A. when I was in the 80s with my buddies, and we got
did you guys
stuck,
fucking
we got
like
stuck
wear
on
makeup
this,
and do no. the hair for riding bikes back then? Or is that
no,
just in
our
town,
hair
dude?
Was a helmet, yeah. Dude. But we got stuck in this area, and the only way out was to go up this hill. So we did it.
Yeah.
And I got up the top of this hill, and I told my bike, I said, you're good, dude, you're good. And he comes barreling down. As he comes down the hill to go up, this other dude comes around the corner where we're waiting, where he's going to land on his bike. And it's just one of these things where you see we couldn't have timed it better, bro. Like, I don't care how many times we would have tried it. We could have a million. We'd still be there trying to do this thing. And he comes up that fucking hill. This guy goes, and he lands right on top of the guy.
Oh,
and everybody was freaked out. And I thought, and I said, I started laughing because I go, guys, we couldn't have done that if we wanted to.
No.
You know, where are cell phones? We should
Did
invent.
Did everybody get out of there?
Everybody was fine.
Yeah.
Was fine. But I go, you know what we should invent is a phone with a camera on it so we could have videotaped it. But it's times like that's weird, huh, when that timing just happens.
You know.
I'm glad your kid's all right, bro.
Oh, yeah, he's fine. I mean, I just went over there and fucking threw some dirt on him. I'm like, get the fuck out of here,
he's
dude.
He's your kid. He's good.
They're fucking wearing no shoes, running around on fucking rocks and broken glass, dude. Like,
I love it. Hey, I do got to go.
Okay.
Bro, thank you.
Oh, thank you. You going to be at the party tonight?
Dude, I'm here to party.
You
got to
go get ready for the party, huh?
I'm here to party, dude. I got to go. Yeah, I got to go.
Thank
Dan,
you, sir.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. What a real honor, man. Thank you.
Fuck, it's an honor for me.
All right, thank you for tuning in. Chuck Garrick, thank you for sitting down. That was incredible. I can't wait to see you this summer, and I believe you'll be in Tennessee at the Motorcycle Music Revival. It's been a while since I've done this because I'm just a fucking slacker, but I've got a $100 gift card to Lowbrow Customs going to one special patron. If you're not a patron, go to DangerDanceTalkShop.com and click on the Patreon link now. Ooh, number 44 is gonna be Jockey Shifting, Nick Dugan. Out of the UK. Dude, Nick, thank you for supporting the show. Thank you, Lowbrow Customs, for keeping me on the road. You guys are killing it. Dude, go to mcshoptees.com, knivesmadebynick.com, motorcyclesherpa.com, and just keep on banging. See you in Dallas at HD on Saturday.